Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by Ian Fennell, the Health Programs Manager for Good Samaritan Health Center located on Donald Lee Hollowell. Ian, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Happy New Year to all the listeners. Glad to be here.
I'm glad that you're here because you are here today to talk about cervical cancer and the complementary screenings that are being offered to women in the metro area. Could you tell us exactly what is cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer is a cancer that mutates the cells in the cervical region. So that's the area that's located at the base of the uterus, at the end of the vagina canal. So when you're exposed to certain strains or other environmental factors, it causes those cells to mutate, leading into cancerous cells.
Well, I did some research, and according to the CDC, cervical cancer has been on the decline, but over 13,000 women are diagnosed each year. You know, this was surprising to me because cervical cancer is one of the cancers that is completely preventable.
That is correct. There's vaccinations for cervical cancer. We do screenings so you can catch it early detection, like we talk about for a lot of chronic illnesses and diseases. So the CDC is correct that it is still high incidence. People are still getting it. And I think that is due to a lot of social determinants. We can talk about lack of resources, so funding, access to those things, so barriers to those, access. We can talk about education, so people just don't know, whether that's know about it or know where to go to get it prevented. And sometimes there's a little bit of cultural bias, mistrust, or especially against the vaccination, I would say, parents are a little worried about entering their child into that realm of possibility because they think about it, HPV, they think about sexual behaviors. And so when a child is exposed to those things, they think that the kid's going to start having sex earlier, which may not be the case.
And again, for this to be a completely preventable cancer, you know, who should really be concerned about it? You mentioned, you know, HPV and sex, but it's not necessarily a sexual, you know, cancer. Who should be concerned? What are the demographics that should be concerned about cervical cancer?
Like a lot of those illnesses, it's something that, or cancers in general, they affect the African-American population, those who are experiencing certain levels of poverty or, like I said, lack of resources. We talk about certain social determinants of health, like where you live, what you eat, what you're educated, what you're putting in your body, because HPV has a lot of strains. There's going to be a lot of people that get a certain type of HPV over their lifetime. It's very common, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get cancer. Only a few types of those strains can lead to cancer, but we also see that it's preventable if you take the certain measures, don't expose yourself to environmental factors, don't smoke, for instance, then those cells might not mutate, and then you're probably in the clear.
So you've mentioned HPV a couple of times, and we know that there is definitely a relationship between HPV, which is human papilloma virus, and cervical cancer. And we also know that the majority of adults at some point in time are going to come in contact with HPV. So, you know, how common is HPV? Is it really all of us? Is it only sexually active adults? How common is it?
Well, they say that it's going to be approximately 86. It's around 86% close to that will contract some strain of HPV. So that's very common. Like I've been talking about, the vaccination prevents HPV from developing. So if you are okay with, you know, going to your doctor, learning about it, then you can actually start your kid on the vaccination series relatively early before sex is really a thing that they'd be getting introduced to. So it's not sex enabling, it's cancer prevention. And that's the way that the Georgia Department of Public Health is marketing it. There's a lot of campaigns and coalitions going on pushing for the vaccination because Georgia is relatively low on the scale of rates of completion for the vaccination series, which is unfortunate because we could be protecting our kids from cancer at an early age. And then we won't have to be worrying about this.
And so the vaccine, you know, in our community and mainstream media, you know, we're having measles outbreaks. And at the same time, we're almost to the point of eradicating polio. So you've got these, you know, diverging kind of ideas around vaccinations. And you just mentioned in our state, the prevalence of young people getting this vaccination is low. So what do parents need to know, you know, to feel safe? Is this a safe vaccine? You know, how long has it been in use? What are, you know, side effects or things that people should watch for if they do consider this vaccine? And is there any reason for someone not to, you know, consider the vaccine? You mentioned 86% of adults will encounter, you know, HPV in their lifetime. We know that HPV might cause these cervical cells to mutate and become cancerous. So, you know, why isn't everyone, you know, you can take a shot, you won't get this cancer. Why isn't everyone embracing this solution?
Well, I think where you see the decline in the incidence of cervical cancer and the people that are actually getting their children vaccinated is going to be in those communities and areas where people are having access to that education and also know that the vaccination is covered by a lot of insurances. So if you have underinsured or uninsured individuals or communities, then that might be a problem. Cost. Because, I mean, it's relatively costly over three series, depending on who your coverer is. But it is free under the Vaccine for Children program through the Department of Public Health, which we have an affiliation with. So people can come to Good Sam and get their children vaccinated. And then also, I think the series. So people will come in for that vulnerable population that can get access to these things. They'll come in one time and then you might not see them again, whether they're, you know, very migrant as far as where they're going or living or certain things. Life happens. So you got to make certain decisions on what you prioritize. So that goes back to the social determinants part, where vulnerable populations are vulnerable populations for that reason. You got to make tough choices. And so sometimes putting food on your kid's table is more of a priority and in the forefront of your mind than coming to get your kid vaccinated a second or third time.
So these are questions and concerns that if parents have, they can get in touch with Good Sam and get answers and get resources to take advantage of this opportunity, again, three series of shots to prevent your child in their lifetime having this type of cancer. How late is too late for the HPV vaccine?
They try to start it relatively early, like preteens, but you can get it all the way through. They try to aim after that. So if you're not 11 years old, then they want to get it done normally before you're 18, because that's when it's covered, especially, you know, through Vaccine for Children. After that, there's been a lot of research and they're still working on things because the vaccine hasn't been out that long, but there's still obviously always research going on. So they're looking at the research for adults, people that are 26 to 45 is the latest that I've been looking at. And it looks like they show promise, but then also there are things like cost and coverage. That's what you end up encountering, those kind of barriers when you're later on.
Well, one of the things that I'm excited to share is that women in Metro Atlanta who need a pap smear or need a mammogram for the month of January, Good Sam is offering those screenings free. Could you share with our listeners what they need to know to take advantage of this opportunity?
Number one, I want to say that we're doing this because January is the month of cervical health awareness. So this is a national thing. We are located in Donald Lee Hollowell Parkway. That's Metro Atlanta, a certain geographical location for a reason. Studies and needs assessments have shown that that is an area where there are those vulnerable communities, those people that are underinsured or uninsured, that need access and barriers removed for their health. So that's the reason why we're doing it this month. But then also, if you reach out to us, We do have the funds available through a lot of partnerships and collaborations to cover your mammograms because, you know, we want to prevent and screen for all cancers. But mainly we want to focus on the pap smears, too, because 21 and up, sexually active, people that have multiple partners, you might have been exposed to certain risky sexual health behaviors, things like that. Those are the things that, you know, could make you more at risk for getting HPV and then it turning into cervical cancer. So early screening, early detection, preventable.
And what's the number to call?
You can reach the number. It's a women's health screening line, and that is 678-553-4903. Leave your information at the prompts, and then it will be me most likely getting back in contact with you.
Ian, how did you come to be the health programs director at Good Sam?
We all have a story, and I am from Northern Virginia. I went to University of Maryland, background in public health. A focus in reproductive health and sexual behavior. So after getting my degrees, then I did work for the USDA briefly, other outcomes-driven job where we were dealing with basically food and nutrition and SNAP and EBT and all that's where I was working at. But my friend, she is from Georgia. She told me about a great place called Good Samaritan, where I could come. They might be able to use somebody with my skill set. I came down, loved the place, loved the mission. What they're doing is really special. And when you hear about miracles happening and great things happening, you know, then you come see it firsthand. That's when you know. When you're in there, you see a lot of great things happening. And I knew I could push some things forward. They gave me the chance. And so here I am overseeing a lot of our women's health programs, our diabetes prevention programs. We're doing a lot of things at Good Sam to try to go ahead and help these vulnerable populations in these communities.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you
so much for coming and sharing this information with us today.
I appreciate it.